Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word of God for our special devotion this morning on this Ascension Sunday is recorded in the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 16 through 23, where the Apostle Paul writes, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way." In Jesus' name, beloved of God, what is it that makes you think of God's power? Maybe it is the great canyons or the high mountains which call to mind God's power in nature. When he sent a flood to cover the earth and change the entire landscape of our world. Or maybe it is the miracles that you know from the Bible. The sick who were healed. The fire that came down from heaven and burned up Elijah's altar. The manna and the quail that sustained the Israelites during their years in the wilderness. The three men who were thrown into the fiery furnace and came out unscathed. Maybe it is God's work on the field of battle that makes you think of his power. When Gideon and his army of only 300 defeated the Midianite army of over 100,000. What makes you think of God's power? On this Ascension Sunday, our thoughts turn to that place outside Jerusalem, the vicinity of Bethany. Jesus led his disciples here 40 days after he had risen from the dead, and he spoke to them saying, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and to the ends of the earth." And the disciples saw a tremendous demonstration then of God's own great power. Jesus raised his hands in blessing over them, and he was taken up into the air in front of them. And he rose until the clouds hid him from their sight, and they did not see him again. Now, we might think that Christ's rising up into the clouds is not really all that spectacular of a demonstration of God's power compared to some of the other amazing works of God that we are told about in the Bible. But we have to understand here that there was more happening than Jesus just levitating and disappearing from sight. The real demonstration of God's power on Ascension Day is pointed out by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Ephesians here that we read a moment ago. The Bible says that God was seating Jesus at his right hand in the heavenly realms. That is the real story here. And to do this, it took tremendous power. Jesus was not just disappearing from his disciples' sight, but God had raised him from the dead and was now returning him to a position of rule and authority over all the earth. And this took great power, because the enemies against Jesus who needed to be overcome in order for this to happen were very great. The forces of evil and darkness were very great against Jesus. Satan and the other fallen angels like him had tempted Jesus and worked against him every step of the way. Great were the enemies in the earth too who persecuted the Lord. But the greatest enemy was death itself. Death which was sent to Jesus on the cross and at the garden tomb. And it would take great power and it would take mighty strength to lift Jesus from death and to return him to a place at the side of his heavenly Father, a place which had been his from eternity until this interlude, where he had become man and come down to suffer and die for our sins. God worked his mighty strength, his mighty power, and he lifted Jesus out of death and lifted him again into the heavenly realms. Lifted Jesus, as we are told, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Jesus has the highest place now, the highest place in all the universe, over every authority and power and dominion, and over every title, not only now, but also in the life to come. Jesus is over all. And it takes power to bring Jesus to that position. There are people in the world who would love to rule over everything, aren't there? To have control and authority over the whole earth. But they cannot ever quite do it. They cannot ever be raised up above all might and all dominion and over every name that is named. They just don't have the strength to go that high. But God is powerful enough to raise Jesus that high, far above everything else and everyone else. There is none above Jesus, no president, no diplomat, no earthly person, no angel, no archangel, not the devil. Jesus ascends into the clouds in order to take his place over them all. It takes strength that we can barely imagine to get him there. The ascension of Christ is God unleashing his power to raise Jesus up to the highest station, to the highest place, to a position of kingly rulership over all things. God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. As we confess in our creed, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. And that doesn't mean a physical place, a physical throne, but it is a picture of a position of authority that Jesus has, from which he rules over everything, not according to his own self-interests, but for the good of the church. And so this great power that God employed in taking Jesus up again to the heavenly place was used for your good. And what a comfort that is to us, that God uses his power to place Jesus high above all things so that Jesus can be there working for us and ruling and defending and working in our lives, in the lives of his dear children, so that we can do even more than just marvel at God's power and say how great he is. But God wants you to see and believe that he unleashes his power for you when he raises Jesus to the highest place. Jesus is there to help and to benefit you. That is why he was raised to the heavenly realms. And God's power, the same power and strength that lifted Christ, the Apostle Paul tells us, is also at work in you. God does great things in you too that require almighty effort. The same kind of power that it took to raise Jesus from the dead and lift him to the heavenly realms. For consider where you once were. You were born in sin and unbelief, dead in transgressions. You did not start out as a Christian, but you started out against God. We all did. We did not know him or believe in him, not at first. But God, by his power, gave you a spirit of wisdom, and he revealed to you what your Savior Jesus Christ has done in saving your life from hell's torment. It was God's power that brought you to believe that Jesus, the Son of God, came in the flesh and suffered and died on the cross in your place, dying for your wickedness. It was God's power that brought your stubbornness, your stubborn hearts, to confess where you have done wrong and to look to Christ for cleansing. The fact that we believe in Jesus and are Christians, that's not by our own efforts, not by yours or mine. The matters of faith have been revealed to us by God, and he is the one who enlightens our minds and hearts and works that faith that we have. This is God's power at work in you. And the apostle says here that it's just like the almighty power that raised Jesus to the heavenly realms. The power that raised Jesus is the same power that is at work in you. Coming back to life from the dead is such a big thing that it's hard to believe it can happen sometimes. Hard to believe that Jesus came back to life from the dead. What amazing power that must have taken. But you know, that same power is at work in you, enlightening your hearts, raising you from the deadness of unbelief to the life of faith that you have, so that you may know the hope to which he has called us, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, Paul says. We look forward to a glorious inheritance in heaven. We look forward to coming back to life with these bodies and living forever. So in a way, we too will ascend into heaven like Jesus did. We have a new birth, a living hope, an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade, kept in heaven for us. But without God's power working in us, without him leading us to faith in Christ's resurrection from the dead and ours, without God's power at work showing us this inheritance in heaven, the forgiveness of our sins, bringing us to realize that we have a place there with Jesus on account of his death and resurrection, without God's power working in us, we would be like all the others who laugh and scorn and call it a fairy tale, as we heard in our psalm for today. God unleashes his power, and we can see it in Christ's ascension to the heavenly realms, and also in the way that God has raised us from unbelief to faith, and the way he will raise us from this life to life eternal in heaven. All of this takes mighty working, mighty godly power. If any of this were left up to us, it would not happen by our strength or by our effort. God unleashes his power, and he unleashes it for you and in you. And this is something for us to keep in mind whenever we begin to feel or think that God is weak or that he is not working for us in our lives. Because Satan will tempt us. Satan will tempt us to say, God can do anything, but he's not doing anything for me. He doesn't have the power to help me. He doesn't use his power for me. But then look to the ascension of Christ. God's power is brought to bear in your life. It took mighty strength to raise Jesus to the heavens, and that mighty strength is the same strength that is working in you and for you. That same power, enlightening your heart, giving you wisdom, and leading you to believe in the hope you have in heaven. That same mighty power God put to use for your good, putting Jesus in the highest place in heaven, where he works for the church, for each of you, to keep you until you receive your crown of life. Remember and rejoice in Christ's ascension and in God's incomparably great power for us who believe. Amen.